Britain will court-martial three soldiers for war crimes they allegedly committed in Iraq. The cases have to do with the deaths of two Iraqi civilians who were detained by British troops in 2003. The military has objected to the use of war crimes law for the prosecutions. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
Attorney General Lord Goldsmith told the House of Lords last night that the prosecutions were in the public interest and that the army had a realistic chance of convicting all the defendants. A total of 11 soldiers will face charges including manslaughter and inhuman treatment of persons. The soldiers will be tried under the International Criminal Court Act of 2001. If Britain had not acted, they could have faced prosecution in The Hague. But the government has pointed out that the abuses have long been illegal under British law. Even so, the army is objecting to the use of that act. Major General Patrick Cordingly commanded Allied troops during the first Gulf War.
The very emotive words that they're going to read in their newspapers, this business of charged as a war crime, contrary to section, etc., etc., of namely inhumane treatment, is going to cause people to think, what on earth is going on here?
The cases go back to 2003, just after the end of the invasion. In one case, soldiers of the Queen's Lancashire Regiment are accused of beating hotel clerk Baha Musa to death. Corporal Donald Payne is being charged with Musa's killing, while his commanding officer, Colonel George Mendonca, has been charged with negligence. Public interest lawyer Phil Shiner represents Musa and several other Iraqis in the case. He says responsibility lies higher up.
There were many men involved, shifts of soldiers, torturing and abusing my clients, nine of them altogether, over days, even weeks. It's inconceivable. The officers didn't know what was going on. I think that the responsibility for what happened to Baha Musa and the other eight men should go right to the very top of the chain of command.
Another four soldiers will stand trial for manslaughter in the May 2003 death of 17-year-old Ahmed Karim. The soldiers allegedly beat and kicked Karim and forced him into the Shat al-Basra canal, where he drowned. Colonel Tim Collins, who commanded a battalion of the Royal Irish Regiment in Iraq, defended the military's overall record there.
I can only speak really on behalf of British forces, and of the over 78,000 servicemen who have served there, the numbers of those who have been accused of anything other than the highest standards of conduct are very few, a tiny proportion. We're talking less than 10 people.
These cases follow another court-martial in February, when a military tribunal in Germany sentenced three soldiers to up to 2 years in jail. Last week in the House of Lords, air marshals and admirals and viscounts assailed the recent spate of prosecutions. They warned that politicians and lawyers, ignorant of the realities of war, were sapping the military's morale and weakening its chain of command. Lord Boyce is a former First Sea Lord and Chief of Britain's Naval Staff.
And it is a fact that commanding officers do perceive that they are becoming increasingly vulnerable to legal challenge for their actions. And I believe that we are going to see this generating real risk averseness, clouding good military judgment.
If convicted, the soldiers face jail terms of up to 30 years. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.